Hey everybody, today we read from Mark chapter 9 again, and we'll start at verse 33 and see where the Lord leads us. And they, meaning Jesus and the disciples, came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." So the question before us today is, how low can you go? How low can you go? I've never been good at limbo. I'm not that flexible, and I think getting down to the ground is probably the easy part. Getting back up again is another challenge. So we'll be talking about the ability to go low, so to speak. In scriptures, God talks a lot about pride and the problem of pride, that pride always goes before destruction. Pride goes before a fall, as some have translated it. Pride is the thing that puffs you up. Pride is the thing that causes trouble, because when your pride is challenged or hurt, then you tend to lash out and get violent. Pride says, "I'm sitting up on this throne and no one is higher or better than me." Pride is all about building up the self and making the self the center of attention. Pride is everything that God stands against. Because the only one that should be high and lifted up, of course, is God seated on his throne, Jesus at his right hand. That's the way that it ought to be. There's nothing else that ought to be lifted up. In fact, scripture says, you should not think of yourself more highly than you ought. In other words, don't put yourself up on a pedestal. Don't make yourself to be the be-all, end-all. The universe does not revolve around you. That's a tough thing for humanity to agree with. Humanity tends to think, or people tend to think, that the universe revolves around them. And a lot of times, our culture and society doesn't help. By making the universe revolve around individuals, or revolve around specific groups, or institutions, or governments, or movements, or anything of that nature. And the fact is, scripture again says many times that as these institutions get built up, these governments get built up, these kings put themselves up on thrones, God's going to tear them down. God's going to knock them down. God's going to put them back in their place. That's the problem with pride. It doesn't last, and when you fall from it, it tends to hurt. Humility is hard for us. Humility is hard for human beings in general. It's hard for anybody to be intentionally lower than we feel we should be. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is talking with his disciples, who had been discussing on the way to Capernaum who was going to be the greatest of the disciples. Peter, James, John, you can imagine, all of them sort of discussing, "Well, I've been here the longest. Well, I know him the best. Well, I'm more closely connected. Well, he called me first," etc., etc., etc. Who's going to be the greatest? And Jesus really quickly puts them in their place. And it's necessary to do this over and over again throughout Scripture again, and also in our lives. It's necessary to humble somebody. God humbles people when they get a little too high and mighty. Jesus tells the disciples, if you want to be first, if you want to be first, if you want to be the highest, if you want to sit at the place of honor, then you must be last. Last of all and servant of all. Jesus takes a child and puts them in their midst, And he says, if anyone receives this small child, or one like this small child in my name, receives me. And not just me, but receives the one who sent me. So Jesus is challenging the disciples to look at this child as if God himself were present. That we should treat even the lowliest, the most powerless, those who would benefit us the least, as if God were present in them. That's a challenge for us. How low can you go? We don't like to go low. But the fact is that according to Jesus and according to Christianity in general, and Luther, as he writes in his Christian Freedom, there isn't a place that is too low for Christians to go. There isn't a position too low for Christians to go. In other words, there isn't somebody so far beneath you that you cannot treat them with dignity and respect and the love of God. There isn't anyone. Jesus says, you must be last of all and servant of all. And when Jesus says all, he means all, not just other disciples, not just those that we know, not just those that are like us, not just those who fit into our community, but all. How low can you go? How low are you willing to go? Who are you willing to walk alongside? Who are you willing to sit down with? It's a challenge for us. We don't like to do that. But this is Jesus telling us this. And Jesus, thank the Lord that Jesus did what he did, because you can't go lower than where Jesus went. See, Jesus was on the throne with God. He was there in the beginning with creation, and then he is made man. He goes from completely God to completely man and completely God, wrapped up in the lowly flesh of human beings. He humbles himself by coming down to earth as a baby, born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth. How low can you go? He walked the earth with his disciples, constantly being attacked, constantly being berated, and yet serving the lowliest, the leper, the blind, the deaf, the child, and even the dead. You can't go lower than where Jesus went. And then at the end, when he's arrested and treated as a common criminal, as worse than a common criminal, as a blasphemer, you can't go lower than that. And the beatings he took, and then going to the cross, being crucified in the midst of the criminals, having every shred of dignity afforded a human being taken away from him, hanging there to be mocked. The God of the universe did that. So how low can you go? You can't go any lower than that. He went to the lowest of the low when he died and was wrapped up in the cloths and buried in the tomb. And then, as we say in the creed, he descended. He even went lower. How can you go lower? But he went lower to proclaim victory. And then he rose again. And then he ascended. You can't go lower than Jesus went down into the depths, whether you call it hell, as we do in the creed, or to the dead, as you do in the Athanasian Creed, or in other places, not Athanasian Creed, Nicene Creed. You can't go lower than Jesus went. So the reminder is, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, because Jesus did what he did for you. He went to the lowest of the low. And he did it for you. The lowest of the low. Us sinful human beings. He did it for us. He did it so that we don't have to. We don't have to descend lower than we are. We don't have to spend time in those places. But that doesn't free us from being servant of all. Because Jesus did what he did doesn't mean that we get to lord it over people. That we get to proclaim ourselves higher than we ought. So the beauty is that Jesus has done it, has gone to the lowest of the low, has sunk to the bottoms of the pits, has lifted us up. Because it says in James chapter 4, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. You have to go low in order to be lifted high. That's the thing. So how low do we go? Well, you know, in the old days, when some churches still do, we used to kneel. We do when we come to the altar to receive the body and blood of Christ. We kneel down. That's about as low as some of us can go. You can't lay flat down on your face because you can't take communion that way. But it's a symbolic act of reverence, making ourselves low, so that in the body and blood of Christ, we can be lifted up. In the promise of forgiveness, we can be lifted up. In the promise of life everlasting, we can be lifted up. We can be made high. And then with that incredible gift of that forgiveness and grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can go and we can be servant of all. We can be the lowest of the low. We can humble ourselves to serve the lowliest, those most rejected, those most outcast. Those are the people we serve, the people in the lowest place. Jesus says, servant of all. You would be last of all and servant of all. It doesn't matter who they are. All includes all. So with the power of the Holy Spirit, how low can you go? How low can you go to serve? How low can you go to share? How low can you go to take the wonder of the gospel to the ears that need to hear it, to the lives that need to be changed? You can go pretty low. But I think we can always go a little bit lower. But that's a law thing. That's a comparison thing. Once again, that's a pride thing, I think. You know, we're not in competition to see how low we can go. Humility is not a competition. Because then it's not humility, it's pride. It gets messy. So Jesus came to be servant of all, to be the lowest of the low, to go to the lowest of the low, to serve every single human being on earth. That includes you and me. And thanks be to God. Amen.